when he was tempted those four times, he fought the source. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And too many times we're fighting the manifestation of the power and not the source of the power. The manifestation is that person that's in your face right now. That's the manifestation of the power. It's not the source of the power. We need to never quit remembering the source of our strength. David said, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I know where my power comes from. Hallelujah. I will look up. Hallelujah. Because he's looking down. Hallelujah. Jesus, when he went about casting out devils, he didn't counsel them. He cast them out. Oh, Lord, help us today. Come in my office and let's talk about this. No, we need to cast it out. That's what we need to do. If you're not careful, you'll go to the doctor who'll treat all the symptoms and never cure you of the illness. Jesus cast the illness out. Come out of her, you unclean spirit. Loose her, you devil. That was it. It was over. But as long as you won't treat the symptoms, you'll never get to the source of the problem. You'll never get well. Oh, my Lord, help me this morning. I don't want to fight the manifestation of the Spirit. I want to fight the Spirit itself. Even Christ came as a manifestation of the Spirit, did he not? I don't want to fight manifestations of the Spirit. I want to fight the spirit of the enemy. David said this. He said, the Lord is my light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. Whom shall I be afraid? When the enemy, the wicked, come at me, even to devour my flesh, they stumbled and fell. The war should rise up against me, in this I am confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is that one thing? Anybody? One thing. That's it. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire of the beauty of his tabernacle. Hallelujah. When the Lord said unto David, seek my face, my heart, David said, thy face shall I seek. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. David said, when my father and my mother would forsake me, the Lord will lift me up. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are rising up against me that breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Whew. I've told you the last service, I think it was, that a living dog is better than a dead lion. How many of you are glad you're alive this morning? I'm glad I'm alive. I may be a dog, but I'm alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old lion, you know, a lion can roar and make that rabbit just shiver. But Lord, if that lion dies, that rabbit can hop on top of him and eat his little carrot and sit on top of him and look around and have no fear. As I said before, I thank God for all of our predecessors. It was great. I know some of y'all say, boy, I wish I could have been there to see Jesus when he raised the dead. Not me. Not me. I wish I'd have been there in 1915 when they had that outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Not me. They're all in their grave. I'd rather be alive and be a dog today than be dead and been a lion. Because with the living, he said, there is hope. Woo, hallelujah. Y'all still glad you're alive? Amen. I'm glad I'm alive. Hallelujah. David said, I'd have fainted if I hadn't have believed that I'd get all this behind me. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. I'm here to tell somebody, wait on the Lord. David said in another place, I will patiently wait on the Lord. I've tried to teach you folks for the last 10 years. It matters how you wait. It matters how you wait. He said, I will patiently wait upon the Lord. I'll just give you this example again. If you're going to get brain surgery, how many of you need brain surgery? Okay, a couple of y'all need brain surgery. I've been wanting to try some of that. If you need brain surgery, you know how it is you go to the doctor's office and they make you wait? Not many people wait patiently. And they come up to the window and they tap it on the window. I know how this works. Tap on the window. Hey, my time's as valuable as his. You go do that and you're next in line to get brain surgery. You go tell that doctor, my time's as valuable as yours, and he's fixing to put you under. And all of a sudden, you take your time, doctor. Whenever you got time, I'm ready. Yeah. You need anything before you put me? See, you're gonna wait totally different. He said, I will patiently wait upon the Lord. Lord, whenever you're ready, I'm ready, Lord. Yes, sir, I'm ready. The enemy's sure getting close, God, but you know what? I trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some trust in horses and others in chariots, but my help is in the name of the Lord. You just take your time, God. Now, I'm ready whenever you're ready, but let me just tell you, whenever you're ready, just let me know. Instead of saying, God, where are you? Why did you leave me out here? There's no food and there's no water out here. Moses, what did you do? Get us out here that we might die because there's no graves in Egypt? That's not patiently waiting on the Lord. Don't you know the Lord knows what tomorrow holds for you? Hallelujah. Whatever you're fighting, you think you're fighting, that's not it. No wonder David said, create within me a right spirit. I love people whose spirit is right. They're easy to deal with. Easy to deal with. But people whose spirit's not right, it doesn't matter what you do, you can't please them because their spirit's not right. So David said, create within me a right spirit, because we're not born with the right spirit. We come out of the womb almost saying, watch me, watch me, watch me, give me mine, 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 mine. You try to take a toy away from a kid. They don't want to share. They don't want to do anything. We come out of the womb controlling things and don't want to wait on anything. Wow, wow, wow. Paul said, we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, whom none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know. It was a mystery and hidden to them. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither it entered the heart of the man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed it by his Spirit. God hath revealed it by his Spirit. Woo, glory to God. The Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of the man save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even though so the things of God, no one can know the things of God except through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now we have not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we might know all things that are freely given to us of God. How many of you know every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above? Hallelujah. How many of you know that your heavenly Father wants to give you good gifts? He said, just like your earthly fathers want to give you good gifts and bestow you with their riches, so it is that our heavenly Father wants to give us all things, but he's going to give it through the Spirit. We have access to that through faith in a carnal man. Which things also we speak, not in the words of man's wisdom teacheth, but which is the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. You hear that? Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, not spiritual things with carnal things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. I'm here to tell you, if you will stay full of the Spirit, you will win every battle on earth. Every battle you'll win if you stay full of the Spirit. The Bible says that the battle is over the Spirit. It really is. What Satan wants is your spirit. What God wants is your spirit. It's what he wants. There's basically three spirits in the world. There is the Spirit of God, the spirit of a man, and the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit that's against God. Those are the three spirits. You're the instrument. Your spirit is the instrument. The Bible says that a man's spirit is the candle of the Lord, and it searches all things. The devil wants your spirit too. Because if he can control your spirit, then you'll see the outward manifestation in the flesh. Because everything you see in the flesh is an outward manifestation of what's going on in the spirit. Are you understanding that? So don't fight the flesh and blood, fight the spirit. And how are you going to fight the spirit with things you can't see? That's what you're going to do. You're going to fight it with things you can't see. My, my, my. I'm going to close. Quit fighting people and start fighting the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. You have God on your side. Do you understand me this morning? Everybody needs to understand God is for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. God in you is a majority. Don't waste your time, your energy, your efforts, your mind, your finances, and all these things fighting men. Hallelujah. When you can win the battle and not spend a dime. When you fight it spiritually. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So whatever you're fighting this morning, if it's flesh and blood, that's not it. Redirect your attention to God. And that's why he said, pray for those. Is this mic on? Pray for those that despitefully. That's how you win. In doing so, you heap coals of fire upon their head. And they can't sleep at night. And they don't know why they can't sleep at night. And they're troubled. And you're going, oh, Lord, take care of this problem, Jesus, in your name. I'm going fishing. And you go about your life. And put them in God's hand. He said, don't you worry. I'm going to recompense everybody. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Why do you want to take vengeance? You know, David almost lost the kingdom by going to get Nabal. He almost messed up. Because he had done a good deed to Brother Nabal and taking care of his men and his sheep. And now it was David's turn and he needed some help. So he sends his men, go tell Nabal, you know, I'm David and I need some stuff out here and that's my turn. And they went to Nabal and told him about David and they said, I don't know who Jesse's son is. There's a lot of runaway masters or servants that run away from their master. I don't know who this joker is. And David was so mad. He's going to fight him with flesh and blood. But that's not how he killed the giant. He said, I don't come to you with a sword and a staff. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. But with Nabal, because he's mad, he got earthly like Nabal was. He got fleshly like Nabal was. And he's going to fight like Nabal would fight. You can't fight like the world fights. And he strapped on his sword and he told every man to gird his sword. And on his way to Nabal's house, then Abigail hears about that. She intersects him along the way and stops him and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, he didn't, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. She said, you being a fool. God hath anointed you to be king of Israel. You can't fight like this. Whoo, he said, blessed be thy advice. And you know what? David put his sword up. She went home. He died that night. What would have happened? He'd have killed him before he died that night. The blood would have been on David's hands. Instead, God took care. Oh, Lord, y'all need to hear me. Let God take care of your enemies. Lord, I come before you this morning. I'm thankful for the word of God. It is truth. It is life. It's everlasting. And your mercies endure to all generations. I ask you this morning to help us to recognize this morning that the enemies that we see with our eyes, that's just a manifestation of the spirit that we're supposed to fight. But Lord, through you, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. For you already came and conquered sin and death and came out with the keys to hell and the grave. Lord, we're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, let us depend on you and patiently wait until you arrive, and Lord, we'll give you the praise and the glory. If we do it ourselves, then we get the glory, and you're not going to share your glory with anybody. Hallelujah. You're a jealous God, and we wait patiently for you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Take a little break. The channelers are with us. They're going to get to them just as soon as we can this morning.